Read in English. Avec Araps, yes you can. Copyright Larousse 2016. The Hound of the Baskervilles. Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Watson, and Sir Henry Baskerville are at the train station. Watson and Sir Henry are on their way to Baskerville Hall to begin the investigation into the death of Sir Charles Baskerville. Just before they get on the train, Sherlock Holmes says, "Do not go on the moor at night."
Sir Henry, why did Holmes say that?
To understand, I must tell you about the curse of the Baskervilles. Sir Hugo Baskerville was a terrible man. One night, he kidnapped a young girl and kept her prisoner. But she escaped through the window and climbed down the ivy on the wall. Sir Hugo was so furious, he promised to give his soul to the powers of evil if he found her again. He released his dogs to catch the girl. Then he rode out after her across the moor. Sir Hugo's friends were worried and went out to find him. On the way, they met a shepherd who was very frightened.
"I saw Sir Hugo with the dogs following a girl. There was a monstrous beast pursuing them, a hound of hell."
The men continued their search and shortly after found the poor girl dead of fear and fatigue. They also discovered Hugo's body beside a great black beast like a hound. It had ripped Hugo's throat out. This beast has haunted my family ever since. Watson and Sir Henry get off the train at Devonshire Station. A carriage is waiting to take them to Baskerville Hall. On the way, they are very surprised to see a soldier guarding the road. The coachman tells them that a prisoner, a murderer, has escaped from jail. The prisoner's name is Selden. A little later, the carriage comes to the end of an alley. A large, gloomy shape appears over the trees. It is Baskerville Hall. A man comes out of the shadows to open the door. It is Barrymore, the butler. Behind him is his wife, the cook.
"Welcome, Sir Henry."
Watson and Sir Henry have dinner. They are tired after the journey and go to bed just after dinner. Watson doesn't sleep very well. He tosses and turns all night. A deathly silence covers the house. Suddenly, he hears a noise. It seems to be a woman crying. Watson sits up in bed and listens, but the crying stops. The next day, Watson goes for a walk on the moor. He meets a neighbour, Jack Stapleton. Stapleton is a naturalist and passionate about insects. Watson sees something moving in the distance and asks what it is.
"It's called Grimpen Mire, a dangerous place for men and animals. A pony got stuck in there recently and disappeared into the mire. Look at this butterfly. Very interesting."
While Stapleton is chasing the butterfly, Watson hears footsteps. He turns around and sees a tall, beautiful woman coming towards him. Watson is stunned.
"Go back. Go straight back to London. Quiet. My brother is coming back."
"Hello, Beryl. Do you know Dr. Watson?"
"Dr. Watson? You're not Sir Henry?"
"No, I'm a friend of his."
The young woman blushes. Clearly, she thought that Watson was Sir Henry. On his way back to Baskerville, Watson thinks it all seems very strange. That night, Watson once again wakes up and hears a sound. This time, he hears footsteps in the corridor. The doctor quietly opens his door and sees Barrymore going into a room with a candle in his hand. He looks out of the window for a few minutes, then blows out the candle and leaves. The next morning, Watson tells Sir Henry what he saw during the night.
"Decidedly curious things happen in this house. One of my boots has disappeared. It was brand new."
The next day, Sir Henry meets Beryl for the first time. It is love at first sight. Soon after, they arrange to meet on the moor. When Watson hears this, he reminds Sir Henry what Holmes said to him about going there.
"Don't worry. Beryl will be with me. I won't be alone."
When Sir Henry and Beryl are out walking, he puts his arms around her and asks her to marry him.
"That is impossible, Henry. You must leave this place."
Just then, Stapleton appears beside them. He is furious to see that Sir Henry is trying to seduce his sister, and he forces Beryl to go home. That afternoon, Stapleton calls to Baskerville Hall to apologize to Sir Henry. He explains that he is very close to his sister and is very protective of her.
"Could you keep your feelings from her for 3 months? That will give me time to get used to the idea of separation." "Yes, I'll try."
That night, Watson and Sir Henry set a trap for Barrymore. They wait for him to appear and then follow him. The butler enters the room as before and stands in front of the window, holding a candle. Barrymore jumps, his voice trembling.
"What are you doing here, Barrymore?"
"It's not my secret. I cannot tell it."
"It's true. It's not his secret. It's mine."
The three men turn around to see Mrs. Barrymore in the room.
"My unhappy brother," explains Mrs. Barrymore, "is starving out on the moor. The candle is a signal to tell him that food is ready."
Sir Henry says,
"Then your brother is..."
"Selden,"
she replies,
"the escaped convict."
At that moment, Watson understands that the cries he hears during the night are Mrs. Barrymore's. As soon as the Barrymores leave the room, Sir Henry and Watson decide to capture the prisoner. The two men run out across the moor. They soon spot the convict. He's running fast and disappears into the distance. The two men decide to go home. Holmes would be furious if he knew that Sir Henry was on the moor at night. Suddenly, they hear a wild howl.
"It's a hound!" exclaims Sir Henry. "We often hear this sound on the moor. People here think it's the hound of the Baskervilles."
Watson and Sir Henry start to run faster and faster. Suddenly, the doctor notices the shadow of a man on top of the rocks. He wants to show Sir Henry, but the shadow disappears.
"There was a man on the rocks, I'm sure. Strange, it was not Selden. He went in the opposite direction. Perhaps it was a soldier."
The men go back home, perplexed. Sir Henry and I heard the strangest howling sound on the moor. People here think it is the hound of the Baskervilles. Some even say they have seen it. An enormous beast that is almost phosphorescent. Finally, I wanted to tell you that one of Sir Henry's new boots disappeared, then mysteriously reappeared. But now, one of his old boots has disappeared. I'm sure it is nothing, but I'm reporting the facts as you asked. Your faithful friend, Watson.
Watson visits Frankland, one of Sir Henry's neighbours, who invited him for a drink. During the conversation, Frankland tells his guest that he is an amateur astronomer and that he has a telescope on his roof. He also says he has just discovered something very interesting.
What is it?
Come with me and you'll see for yourself.
I see a man. No, a child. He's carrying a bag. He's looking around him as if he doesn't want to be seen.
Exactly. And I know what he's doing. This child is taking provisions to the escaped prisoner.
Watson pauses to think. Franklin must be wrong. Barrymore takes food to Selden. This boy is taking provisions to someone else. No doubt the mysterious person on the rocks. Watson leaves Franklin's house and goes out onto the moor to find the boy. He finds prehistoric huts. One of them has a roof. That must be where the mysterious person lives. Watson goes inside the hut. He sees a flat rock with the boy's bag on it. It contains food and a piece of paper. The doctor picks it up and reads. Watson went to Franklin's. Somebody is spying on him. He's very annoyed. He decides to wait for the mysterious person. After a while, he hears someone coming. He takes out his revolver. But he hears a familiar voice.
Lovely evening, my dear Watson.
Watson rushes out of the hut.
It is Sherlock Holmes.
Happy and surprised, the doctor asks,
So you are living in this hut? Why?
I'm hiding from our enemies. Thank you for your letters. I read them very carefully, and they have helped me see the light.
So do you know what's happening?
Yes, but I don't know Stapleton's motive yet.
Stapleton? But he and his sister...
Holmes explains that Beryl is not Stapleton's sister, but his wife. Stapleton used his wife's beauty to tempt Sir Henry onto the moor. Sir Henry is in great danger. Suddenly, they hear a terrible scream coming from the moor. Holmes jumps to his feet. They hear another scream, mixed with a sinister bark. The two men run as fast as they can into the dark night.
The hound! Come, Watson, before it's too late!
They hear a sound to their left. At the bottom of a hill, they see something dark on the ground. When they get closer, they realize that it's a man. There is blood everywhere. It seems the man was running to escape the hound and fell to his death. Holmes lights a match. The crushed skull is covered in blood. The body is wearing a tweed suit. It is Sir Henry. The two men are horrified and feel guilty. They weren't able to protect their friend. Then, in the moonlight, Holmes starts to laugh.
Are you mad?
Asks Watson.
A beard! This man has a beard! It's not Sir Henry! It's the escaped prisoner!
The men look at the body. It is Selden. Sir Henry gave some of his old clothes to Barrymore. Barrymore gave them to Selden, his brother-in-law.
You see, Watson, explains Holmes,
Selden is dead because of the clothes. Stapleton gave the hound Sir Henry's scent from the missing boot. The hound followed the trail and found Sir Henry's suit, but on Selden.
But why is the hound out tonight? Is Sir Henry on the moor tonight?
Asks Watson.
We will know in a few seconds, answers Holmes. Watson, not a word.
A man approaches the two friends. It is Stapleton.
Watson, he says, what is it? Is that man hurt? Tell me it's not our friend, Sir Henry.
It is Selden, the prisoner.
They can see the disappointment on Stapleton's face.
I heard a scream. That's why I came out. I was worried about Sir Henry. Beryl and I invited him to our house this evening.
What a tragedy, Mr. Holmes.
Yes. But how did you recognize me?
You are very famous. We are very proud to have you here in Devon.
Alas, not for much longer. I am going back to London tomorrow.
What a pity!
I'm sorry, but it's late. I must go home to Beryl. Good evening.
Watson and Holmes go back to Baskerville Hall.
Why didn't we arrest Stapleton immediately?
It's too early. I need more proof.
Don't say anything about the Howells to Sir Henry. It will make him too nervous for tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow? Asks Watson.
As usual, you never tell me your plans.
I like to surprise you, Watson, smiles Holmes.
Sir Henry is very happy to see Sherlock Holmes again. He explains that he didn't go to dinner at the Stapletons last night as he didn't want to be alone on the moor. As he speaks, Holmes is staring at a painting.
Who is the man in the portrait? One of your ancestors?
Yes, but not just any ancestor. That is the terrible Hugo of Baskerville.
Holmes seems very interested. When Sir Henry goes to bed, Holmes asks Watson to come with him and have a look at the portrait.
Does the portrait remind you of anyone?
The mouth is like Sir Henry's.
Oh, my God! Stapleton!
Exactly,
exclaims Holmes.
Stapleton is a Baskerville.
And so Stapleton's motive is clear. He too is an heir to Baskerville Hall.
The next morning, Holmes tells Sir Henry to do everything he asks without question. Sir Henry agrees. Holmes also says that he and Watson will return to London that afternoon.
Also, adds Holmes, Stapleton will invite you to dinner again tonight. Accept the invitation and say that after dinner, you will go home alone, on foot, across the moor.
Alone at night across the moor?
Asks Sir Henry, very surprised.
Very well, I'll do it.
In the afternoon, Barrymore drives Holmes and Watson to the station, then leaves. Holmes tells Watson that they will not take the train. It is just a trick. Stapleton will feel free to act, and they'll be able to catch him. At the station, Holmes and Watson meet Lestrade.
Ah, here is Lestrade, one of the best detectives at Scotland Yard. He will determine the facts.
Two hours later, Holmes, Watson and Lestrade go to Stapleton's house. Just before they arrive, they ask the coachman to stop. Then they go on foot, quietly. As soon as they arrive near the house, Watson looks in through the sitting room window. Then he comes back to the others.
Sir Henry and Stapleton are drinking coffee and smoking cigars. Beryl isn't there.
If they're drinking coffee, dinner is finished. Sir Henry will leave soon.
Holmes pulls out his revolver.
Be careful! There he is!
Watson and Lestrade take out their weapons. They hear footsteps. The three men try to see what is coming out of the dark. Suddenly, a monster from hell jumps out of the fog. It is an enormous black hound spitting flames. It runs towards Sir Henry. Watson and Holmes are so stunned they don't react. Then they both shoot at the same time. The beast howls horribly. It is hurt, but it doesn't stop. Sir Henry turns around, horrified. The beast jumps on its victim, throws him on the ground, and takes his throat in its teeth. At the same time, Holmes, running as fast as he can, shoots the animal. The beast howls and falls. It is dead. Sir Henry doesn't move. Holmes grabs his shirt. He was not bitten. He just fainted. A few minutes later, he opens his eyes.
My God! Where is the beast?
It is dead. Watson puts his hand on the hound's muzzle. When he takes his hand away, his fingers are glowing. It is phosphorus. Stapleton put it on his dog to make it glow. The three men leave Sir Henry to rest and go to find the criminal. But Stapleton is not at home. He ran when he heard the shots. Holmes and his two friends look everywhere in the house. Upstairs, they find a locked door. They kick the door open. Inside, they find Beryl tied to a post. They free her.
Sir Henry, is he safe?
Yes, and the hound is dead. Beryl sighs with relief. The next day, Beryl and the three men go to Grimpen Mire. There is an island in the middle where Stapleton kept his dog. Holmes sees a boot in the grass. It is Sir Henry's missing boot. Stapleton came here last night, but it was dark and foggy. Go and look for footprints. But they find nothing on the island. Holmes concludes that Stapleton's body has disappeared into the mire. A few days later, Holmes tells Watson that Sir Henry has decided to travel for a while to clear his head.
But that's enough about Baskervilles. My dear Watson, I have a new mystery to solve. Shall I tell you about it?
Oh, yes, please.
Watson knows he will never be bored with Sherlock Holmes.